Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're talking this morning with Matt Quinn from High Tech Outdoors. You guys are used to hearing him early in the mornings, but he's here in person. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How's fishing going?
Fantastic. We had a great weekend of fishing. We had the Hobie Kayak Open here. It's called the Bass Open. It was a fantastic event. Had over 109 kayak anglers. Top prize was almost $5,500. Wow. They paid out $23,000 to kayak fishermen. Believe it or not, $23,000 coming right out of here, out of Kentucky Lake. And they had the event up at Kentucky Lake Dam Village. And just a fantastic event. All the anglers, I know a lot of people ran into kayaks all throughout the weekend. It was both a Saturday and a Sunday event, and it was fantastic.
Were people from all over, or is this Western?
All over the country. I mean, there were people from New York and Pennsylvania and just everywhere. And it's called the Hobie Bass Open Series, and it was actually started here in Kentucky. And Hobie Kayaks has done a fantastic job of bringing kayak tournament fishing to the both here and everywhere. So this is their fifth stop of the season already. And just was a fantastic event. We were really happy to see how well everybody did here.
And lots of fishing tournaments coming up?
Yeah, we have all kinds of tournaments. Every weekend we have tournaments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the biggest draws of Kentucky and Barkley Lake. We're blessed with having a fantastic area to be able to fish in. And people come from all over the country to fish Kentucky and Barkley, and it's really coming back. You know, we've had the Asian carp crisis over the last 10 years, and Fish and Wildlife have done a fantastic job of trying to, really understand what's actually going on. And when it all came down to it, it really wasn't an Asian carp problem. It was more of a PR problem, mm-hmm. more than it was an Asian carp problem. And then we had some bass and all the game fish. Really, we had some pretty poor spawning events during the flood years that we had in 2011 and 2012. And that's really what hurt the area and the fishery. But it has rebounded like you wouldn't believe. And so we've had some fantastic times with the last, I would say the last 2 months of tournaments have been fantastic. Great feedback from all the anglers. Everybody's talking about how well Kentucky Lake, and it's back. So we're excited about that.
Good. Now tell people about High Tech Outdoors. You guys used to be Bass and Gas.
That's right. When I moved here 13 years mm-hmm. ago.
Has it been that long?
It has. Wow. It's been 13 years, and we bought Judy's Fishing Depot right there off of Highway 68, right before the Morris turnoff, right south of Draffenville. And, you know, we started off just trying to be a bait and tackle store, and one of my thoughts was I could really do marine electronics for people. I'm an electrical engineer by trade, and it was a great fit for me. I moved down here from St. Louis in 2010, and it's just been a great time, and we've developed the business, and Bass and Gas was incepted. That's because we had gas. We had non-ethanol fuel for all the boaters to come by, and had a tackle store, and just started doing a little bit of electronics business, doing all kinds of stuff. And all of a sudden, we found out that people from all of the country really needed our services. And so we developed it into High Tech Outdoors. About 8 years ago, we changed the name. So it's been a fantastic ride, and you know, now we're a boat dealer as well as, you know, doing the marine electronics. We're one of the largest marine electronics installers in the country, so we do over 1400 installs of marine electronics in both fishing boats and bass boats, and just all kinds of boats, pontoon boats, radar systems for the big trawlers. And so we're really excited about being part of Kentucky Lake and this area, and it's been fantastic.
Can you even imagine that whenever you came down here the first time?
I had a little bit of a vision that we could really develop the business. Right at the time that we did this 13 years ago, we thought that there was a need in the electronics business, and it was really starting to just boom. It started to, GPSs became very prominent, so mapping on your boat to be able to see the lake and be able to see where you've been and mark waypoints of where you're fishing and whatnot. That all just started about 13 years ago. And so my background really was in electrical engineering, and it was easy for me to understand how the systems worked together. And you know, now we have live technology to be able to watch fish in live action in the water. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
So you know where to cast your line.
You do. You know exactly where to cast your line. Within a 3-foot radius, it will tell you exactly where the structure is, what the fish are doing, if they're, you know, suspended off of the structure or down on the bottom. It will literally tell you. And now you can watch your bait go down to the fish. It's amazing.
I'm just blown away by this. So what's biting now?
Well, what's biting right now is bluegill. I call it bluegill, bluegill, bluegill. The month of May has always traditionally been a fantastic month for bluegill fishing. Red ear have just started, and if you've never seen a red ear, they are giant bluegill. I mean, they are so big. They're about the size of two hands is how big these bluegill are. And they're called red ear. It's a certain species. And those are just now becoming prominent. They spawn a little bit later, so here we are in the near the end of the month of May, and that's basically primarily what's great fishing. And then now we'll have catfish come in and spawn as well. So this is the time of year. If you want to come down to Kentucky and just have a fantastic recreational day of fishing, this is the time to go.
Okay, all right. We're talking with Matt Quinn from High Tech Outdoors. And Matt, High Tech is also a sponsor on a huge concert coming up this weekend.
We are really excited about being a presenting sponsor of the music. What is it? The music. Oh, I don't know what that is. It's a May Day music mashup.
Yes,
that's what
exactly
I was
exactly what it is.
The May Day music mashup. We are really excited about part of it. And we have this has been going on, this planning of this event has been going on for over a year now, and really excited about being part of it and part of Kentucky Lakes Visitors Commission. And you know, this is just one of those things that I think as a business, I think the biggest part of being part of a community is supporting other things. You know, music isn't necessarily have anything to do with High Tech Outdoors, mm-hmm. but it is part of our family that we have here in Kentucky, and we're a big supporter of that.
Yeah, and you want to talk about the lineup? I mean, you've pretty much done a little background check on all these artists.
I will tell you this, you know, we always have in the, after the summer, we have this great, you know, fantastic thing called the Blues Festival, mm-hmm. and that's always in the end of August. And kind of the concept here is to get the whole summer season kicked off. And Elena has done a fantastic job of getting some top talent. So we're going to have Friday night, we're going to start, the gates are going to open at 4 p.m. And so the gates will open, and then at 5 o'clock we'll have Haley Martin. Haley Martin is from Paducah. She's a Paducah native. She went to Murray State University. She's a country blues artist, really good, great voice. I mean, all these artists have great voice, but she really does have a real powerful voice. You know, started playing the guitar at age 7. So she has been a musician since she was little. She's moved to Nashville recently in 2021. And if you want to go listen to some of her music, I kind of, you know, want everybody to know that the best part to do is when you see the lineup card here with Haley Martin and Tim Lynch and Jeremy Marshall and Tony Logue, you really want to make sure that you go listen to them, mm-hmm. because this is top talent. This is local talent. So on Friday, we're having these local groups come in, and it's fantastic. So you can go to HaleyMartin.com and listen to her. She'll be at 5 o'clock, and then Tim Lynch is at 6 p.m. He's a Rockcastle record artist, so he's very established, kind of a rock country blues player. He lived in Clarksville, Tennessee, and now he's moved into Western Kentucky. We see him a lot around the Lakes area. He does a lot of things at the Brew House and a couple of other places, and he's done a really good job. Love listening to him. Nice, smooth music. At 7 o'clock, we got Jeremy Marshall Music, and he's from Elmo, Kentucky. So he's just not too far away. He's a guitar player, and again, this is kind of a country, blues kind of folk music. Really good voice, too. So he's fun to watch and listen to as well. So Jeremy Marshall Music is at 7 p.m., and then at 8:30 p.m., we got Tony Loge. And he's from Callaway County, actually. Yeah. So he's a great performer. He's got a new album called Jericho. It was the number 21 album on Whiskey Riff's top 40 albums for the entire year of last year. So Jericho album is a fun thing to listen to. And he's just a great artist. So that lineup on Friday night, we have fireworks that end up going on after Tony gets done. And so there'll be a big fireworks show after all of that. So, you know, come by the, you know, and visit everything. You know, you can buy these tickets online right now at Eventbrite. And just look up the Mayday Music Mashup, and we'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, who's the lineup for Saturday? I know we've got Dina Carter, but who's the opening acts? What time does it start?
The gates open at 2 o'clock, so 2 o'clock they'll open. 3 p.m. is Corduroy Brown. He's a person from West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia, as a matter of fact. And again, he's a rock pop star, so this is a mashup of all kinds of different music. So we really kind of wanted to make sure that there was all kinds of genres of music. And Corduroy Brown, he's a really exciting new singer, Huntington, West Virginia, rock pop star. He'll be at 3 o'clock. We also have at 4 o'clock, we got Spooky Fox. So Spooky Fox is a folk guitarist, really good. He's from Monticello, Kentucky, and really fun to listen to him as well. So Spooky Fox at 4 p.m. At 5, we've got Taylor Austin Dye. She is in Nashville right now. She has a giant voice. If you like to listen to women that have awesome voices that fill the whole arena and the venue, she has got it. She's got a huge, huge voice. Love listening to her play. So Taylor Austin Dye at 5 o'clock. And then we have Rye Davies at 6 o'clock. So ryedavies.com, you can listen to him. He's from Pig, Kentucky. Country folk rock player, just a fantastic. He did over 150 shows last year, so he is well seasoned with going out and doing outdoor shows. He is excited. Talked to him just the other day. He's really excited about being able to play at Kentucky Lake, and you know, it's what a great venue we have at Ken Lake. It's a fantastic venue. Beautiful sunsets. Beautiful water views. It'll be really nice. So Rye Davies is at 6 p.m. And then at 7 p.m. we got Mike and the Moon Pies. And what a fantastic group this is. This is a rock group that does performances, again, all over the country. And they're from actually Texas. So they're from Dallas, Texas. Mike and the Moon Pies, if you haven't heard this group, they have got some great hits. People do really well with them. They're fun to watch, and a lot of followers as well. And then obviously Dina Carter is, you know, she's the highlight of our night, and she'll be starting at 9 p.m. On Saturday night, and she's an excellent performer. I mean, everybody's heard her songs and music, and very excited about her being part of our Marshall County kickoff of this music festival.
Now, what about volunteers? I know Elena, the last I talked to her, she still needed a few volunteers. So have those slots been filled as far as you know?
She has got a couple schedule voids, and she's looking for volunteers. So you can get a hold of her at the Tourist Commission, I think overall she's got a lot of people and a lot of help there. I would kind of say that maybe one of the things that could happen is we could get some ticket sales up. So
okay.
I kind of challenge all the businesses in the area to kind of go buy 5 or 10 tickets and then give them away to your customers. I think it'd be a great way to get everything going and started here. We are going to have fantastic weather. I mean, I woke up this morning and looked at that forecast. I don't know that you could, they call it a chamber of commerce weather. It's going to be so beautiful. So I really think that'll be really awesome to be a part of that. I kind of challenge all the businesses to kind of chip in and buy some tickets and give them away to customers or family or friends. And it's going to be a fantastic kickoff to the weekend. Yeah, obviously, if you're going to be on the lake, you can be on the lake, that's fine, but it'd be great to have some tickets too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's
and
a
the fried... tickets are very reasonable.
Yeah, they are.
What's
very
the ticket
reasonable
prices, Matt?
They're basically about, I think they're $50 for both
two
days.
Nights, yeah.
So both days is you know, that's a really good price. And so, you know, like I said,
and if you just want to go to Saturday, it's $40.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, you know,
but you get five acts.
We have 5 acts
for $40
in a beautiful environment, listening to music with, you know, the different genres that we're going to have playing. It's going to be a great time, and we'll see what happens. The weather's looking fantastic, and we'll be presenting some of the acts as well on Friday night. So,
and you don't have to worry about having dinner. There's food trucks available.
Food trucks and vendors and whatnot. It'll be really good for that. And, you know, there'll also be, you know, beer and wine sales will be there as well. I know the Dam Brew House is going to be there with their craft beer as well. So,
all right. And you can get the tickets online at Eventbrite, but you could also go by the Chamber the Chamber and Kentucky Lake Tourism are in the same building in Draftonville. But Elena does have paper tickets.
I think it actually would be a paper ticket from there, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead and do that. And if you listen this week, we may give some lucky people some tickets to go see it.
You gotta like that.
Yeah. We're talking with Matt Quinn on Coffee Call. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back.